views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, July 8th, 2014, number 87. Since being in the YNTS studio, we're currently airing on many stations that you can hear us. We're airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230 and audio graded. Hearing us on replay, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeartRadio, www.yoandrewnts.com. Call us toll-free, 855-712-YNTS. Tweet us at YoAndrewNTS. Email me, spelled correctly, YoAndrew at YoAndrewNTS.com. Don't be left behind. Listening to me, YoAndrew. Peace out, Joe. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else tonight. Thanks for joining me on this Tuesday. I know here in the States it's getting a little bit hotter, but it doesn't mean we should criticize it. We should take it in. We should breathe it in because it is beautiful. I have all of you going to the beach and maybe going on vacation. Hopefully you're taking me with you on vacation. Again, I do love the islands, Bahamas, Bermuda. That sounds great. Take me with you. Don't think you have to do, just connect to Wi-Fi and get on to what? Your TuneIn radio and you can hear me. It's great. It's beautiful. That's what I want you to do. I want you to take me with you on your next vacation. And if you don't take me with you, well, there is a there is always next year. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. I'm Yo Andrew. This past weekend, I went to Warped Tour. And some of you know what Warped Tour is. It might be coming by your area. Right now, it's in the New Jersey area, New York area, this past week, and going to be this weekend also. And I went to my first Warped Tour. And some of you who are wondering what Warped Tour is, Warped Tour is this huge festival where you see pop rock, punk rock, alternative, screamo, grunge, you name it, it's out there. It's a great place to discover brand new artists, brand new bands, now even DJs, and also seeing your favorite bands that have developed the past several years. So I decided to go to my first one with a coworker and his wife's sister and her friend. And I have to say, I loved it. Only to a certain extent. I love being around different people and being able to jump and scream and being able to know the song that's coming out. The only problem, it was too hot, and I was an absolute newbie. And I've already explained the whole what newbie is on this program. I was someone introduced to this type of festival. I was brand new to it. So, of course, when a band plays and your favorite band comes on next, you're not supposed to move. You're supposed to go further. The first band that came on, saw them. It's Ice Nine Kills. I actually put them on my Spotify today, and I got already some of the songs I heard, and I listened to them throughout the day. When the next band, Mayday Parade, came on, I decided to walk away, speak to my friend, my coworker, and then go back in. I could have been around, what, second, third row, and I'm going a little bit back. So when the next band, We the Kings, came on, I did what a newbie should do. I learned my lesson. I decided to move up. Now, realizing I'm going to be under the sun for about 35, 40 minutes. So now I'm already feeling dehydration. It's way too hot. I'm sweating. The suntan lotion's kicking in. It's doing the work it's supposed to do. I realized I should have got a second, third bottle in. So I decided that the next time I go to Warped Tour, I will learn from my mistakes. I'll have a lot of water on me, and I'll be able to figure out when should I move up to the front and when should I not. I had a great time, though. Absolutely exhausted. It's funny, though, when you say you're going to Warped Tour, everyone's suddenly going, oh, I'm going to Long Island. Oh, I'm there. Do you see me? I turn around, and a young man, Dosh, who I used to run with, he's like, Andrew, I've seen this kid in about 6 years. 6 years I haven't seen this. Now, this is 3 minutes before the band. Hey, how are you doing? Who knew he was going to be there? So it was amazing that you're able to come as one and being able to share your music. And like I said, I don't think anyone should judge my music. I don't judge their music. If you want to go to a festival for oldies, have fun. Blow yourself out. I went for the music I enjoy. And it's great that I'd be able to discover a new band, put them on my Spotify today, and being able to show my support. And the money I spend on Spotify each month, it's great that just some of that money could go to that band. I want to change course here. At the end of June, we spoke about the young Illinois man, 33 years old, who left his son in the car for the day, coming after work, opening up the car. There he sees his son overheated and then went get to the hospital dead. Now, that was the end of June. It was the main headline because it was around June 18th on my birthday it happened, actually. And when I spoke about it, it was a headline. People were speaking about it. Now it's July 8th, and people are still speaking about it. And more is coming out. And I'm shocked that the story hit viral. I am. I thought it was one of those local stories in Illinois. All right. A parent wasn't paying attention. It's a story that you'll see online. People are going to be frustrated. People will be on the defense about it. Eventually, it'll go away. Not this story. Yeah, you're not seeing it in your local news appear. But if you, on Google, or if you, I want to find out what happened to that father. You will see main newspapers, mainstream websites talking about it. Giving you the latest on it. And I'm talking USA Today. I'm talking HLN, CNN, I'm talking New York Daily News, where we're from. I am telling you, the story is still being spoken about, and more is coming out. So what do we have? What is the latest on this story, on the father? And we got a few articles here that can give us the latest on it. But first, I want to go into what exactly happened. The father went after work. He was supposed to take his son to daycare, supposedly, and I say that word with strength, supposedly, because I don't believe that the father did this on coincidence or on accident from the many articles and many pieces we're going to read to you in a few seconds, left his son in the car, didn't know he was back there, came back later on, took his son out of the car, screamed and yelled, tried to do CPR. Son went to the hospital. Son's dead. Sounds like a crazy story. Doesn't sound... How could that happen? How? Why? Who? And you won't believe it. We actually have another story here that I actually got a few minutes ago of this very similar incident happening. And that's what makes it more scary. But before we get into that story, let's get into what we have so far. So right now, this father is in jail. This father, no bail. The father might actually possibly get the death penalty, but that's really far off, and we're not going to get into detail on that. So right now, they did a search warrant on the father, and they seized and searched all of his information. We are talking iPhone 5, computer hard drive, thumb drive, memory card, DVD are belonging to the young gentleman, Justin Ross Harris. Usually I don't say their name. I don't want to give them the credit they don't deserve at the moment, but we'll say his name this one time, Justin Ross Harris. I mean, they checked finance, credit card debt, business information, life insurance. They checked it all. They went a full-out search warrant for him. Authorities in Cobb County in Illinois, where this incident happened, they also accessed the young son's medical records. And right now, the dad is being charged with second-degree murder. The warrants dated on June 27th reveal how police determined that him and his wife conducted internet searches on animal and child heat stroke inside cars. Prosecutors say that proves the young gentleman who faces felony murder charges purposely left his 22-month-old son, Cooper, in the SUV to die of hypothermia while he was at work at Home Depot. And that's what we are seeing as of right now, with all the search warrants coming in. We also see exchange explicit photos and messages with multiple women, including a 17-year-old girl, and with even sexting women on the day his son died. This is some of the information after the warrant, after searching the iPhone 5 and his computer and the SUV where it happened. Apparently, Cobb County Police Department Detective Phil Stoddard said the couple appeared unemotional and that Harris never shed a tear. This is the young man. I didn't want to say his name, but I said it anyway. Didn't shed a tear. From the daycare center, she was quickly to say that her husband, this is the wife now, must have left him in the car. Now, witnesses, remember, his son, when he took him out of the car after seeing what he'd done, witnesses who testified said he was always gushing about his son and that his hysterics upon finding the boy dead were definitely genuine. Now we're talking about the witnesses. Witnesses who were there said it looked real to us. It didn't look fake. It didn't look like it was acting. But you're talking about a man who, again, he's 33. He might have been planning this. He might have planned this act. We don't know. Again, if I saw this young gentleman, I would probably say the same thing. But we don't know. He might have been practicing this act all along. This is a theory coming out now. This is not what we're reading in the articles. This is me telling you what I'm believing. We don't know this man. We don't. He might have looked, oh my God, my son, but we don't know. He's sexting woman, 17-year-old. So apparently he's possibly cheating on his wife. That's a problem. We see that him and his wife is now involved, Googling, going on Google and searching deaths in cars, animals and children. We see that. That's another problem. We now see another possibility that the warrants this past Friday, it was released that the father might have been trying to get life insurance. So what am I trying to say here? Let me go into more detail. According to the warrants, the husband, this young man who left his son in the car, recently started a new business with several friends. When asked about the business, the young man stated they are just getting started and haven't really established themselves. The young man who left the son in the car told police he recently took over the finances for the family, and according to the warrants, he has acquired some credit card debt around $4,000 in order to acquire airline miles. He also has outstanding student loans and car loans for him and his wife. This new warrant also states there are two life insurance policies on the child totaling $25,000. Now he works at a Home Depot. Not sure what position he is. I'm not saying it's not a bad job either. Hey, the jobs I work at aren't the greatest thing, but they get the job done. As long as you financially stable yourself. Now we got new Warren saying life insurance. Maybe he killed the son on purpose to get the life insurance money to pay off the student debt, to pay to maybe start this new business, and to pay off the loans for him and his wife. Possibility, maybe. We see people burn down houses so they can get insurance. It's a possibility. That's another new detail we now have. What makes me think this man didn't do it on purpose? What about the wife, though? What about the wife? What does she have to do with this? We told you about who he is. We told you what he did that day. We told you what we found in these warrants. We told you. Maybe why he did it. What about the wife? I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Just stopping by the Yo Andrew News Talk Show to say hello. Hope you're not going anywhere. He's coming back on the air in a few moments, actually. You know, when I taped my first film, it was kind of like this. And, oh, what? Oh, it's time. Okay, sorry, Yo Andrew. Back to the radio program, folks. Don't be left behind. Where has Miss Piggy been, anyway?
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
If you're just joining us here on the program, thanks for coming by and hearing me for a little bit. We are going into the story more into depth on the father who left his son in the hot truck on June 18th in Illinois, and we are now seeing more and more coming out of it. I did mention in the top of the hour how there's another story that just came out. It happened yesterday, actually, and it's been updated today. And this was a 15-month-old boy died last night after police said the toddler was left in a hot car in Richfield, Connecticut. Now, the Richfield police captain, Jeff Kreitz, said, first and foremost, our condolences go out to the family. Right now, the exact cause of death remains under investigation. The results of an autopsy by the chief medical examiner office were pending further studies. Police would not say whether anyone was facing charges. Barbara Bauman paid a visit to the Richfield Police Station on Tuesday afternoon with reminder decals to keep in your car. Bauman, who is a mother of six and a grandmother, and her family had them made a few years ago. Bauman was with her own 15-month-old grandson Monday when she got a wind of what happened in town. And 12 years ago, she said the same thing happened to her when she was moving her family and forgot about her daughter, Emma. She said, where I thought they had taken Emma out of her car, and 45 minutes into unpacking, I realized she was still in the car. And because my son rolled down the window on his way out, this is the only reason that I am sure why she's here today. I don't understand. I don't. How is this an issue? How is this a problem? I don't understand, because I am from a household where we don't do this type of stuff. We leave our cell phones in the car, yeah. We leave our glasses in the car. No, we lose them. Do we leave a human being in the car? No. Why? Because that doesn't happen. Because a human being, I think, is a lot different than a child, a human being. Someone that you put in the car, and you take your time putting him or her in the car. It's not like you throw them in and you drive away. You put them in, you gotta put them into the baby seat, and today it's a whole production you put together. You see them in your rearview mirror, you got the music on for them. It might be a movie playing for them, Wiggles on Disney, play it for them, have fun. Ariana Grande's playing, she might or he like might like her. I really don't see how the whole car ride is not about him or her. When I was a kid, we had control of the radio. We shouldn't, but we did. And my mom and dad always told me, you'll get control of the radio when you have your own car. Oh, believe me, now I do. I have full-blown control. We play politics. I don't think my mom wants to be in the car no more. She didn't expect that happening. What I'm trying to say is your son or daughter's got full control of the car. Because that's just how it is. And with so much technology being put into the cars, you now got TV screens, you now got cell phone or tablets. You can connect the tablet, their music, into the car with one simple cable. I don't understand how you forget someone. How? This is not Home Alone. This is not a Hollywood movie. You don't leave your child. What do we need now? An advertisement on TV to tell us? That's what we need now. We need an advertisement on TV. That's what we need. The ad council, we need them to tell us, we are reminding you to remember your child might be in your car. Brought to you by the ad council and some organization that's going to probably realize that this is a problem. What is the ad council, though? Let's get into that. What is the ad council? The ad council is an American nonprofit organization that produces, distributes, and promotes public service announcement on behalf of various sponsors. So the Ad Council, they're not the one to come out and choose, hey, we're going to talk about this today. They're not the one. It's someone else. Now I know it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. We know an organization that might already exist. And I should have done my research. I should have found someone. We know an organization is going to appear and say, we are fighting that parents should pay more attention on who's in the backseat of their car. We are going to go to Capitol Hill and we're going to make a law that reminds children. We're going to create technology in cars. What a waste of money. What are you doing? Is you're now allowing parents to depend on something else. You're now allowing them to realize it is common sense that a child who's in the back seat should not be left. A computer doesn't have to tell me. Love should. But that's the world we live in. The world's changed, Mom. The world's changed, Dad. Parents are working two jobs. Technology is more around their little circle than their child is. Kim Kardashian's dress, does she wear white or gold because she got married more than one time? That is more important than the child in the backseat of their car. It's more important. The royal family's baby is more important than their own baby. You wouldn't believe it, but it's true. That's the world we live in. That's not the world I want to live in. I want to live in a world where we'll be able to have a free market. Someone out there doesn't. I want to live in a world where we create common sense legislation, not legislation that allows you not to believe in common sense. I don't want to live in a world of cronism. What's cronism? Cronism is cronies. Those who want to create a quick buck and slap you across the face. I want to live in capitalism. I want to live in a world where someone doesn't have to suggest to me what's important, because I sure already know what's important. Well, yo, Andrew, what happens if it happens to you one day? I never thought it would happen to me. I mean, yeah, now I'm a little scared. Oh, so what happens if I do it one day? I shouldn't be scared like this, because this shouldn't be an issue. And you know it. For those who are listening who have children, this should not be a thought in your mind. You should already know that the child in the back seat is going to be the child coming with you. I actually have a neighbor right here, actually. And it's a coincidence. I always see her come home or leave. But I always see her the second she gets out of her car. And I give her credit for this. Sometimes we're on, two different sides. But I always see her. I always see her go right to the back seat, always to the back seat, opens up the door and allows her children to leave. She doesn't allow her children, who's right now, they're twins, probably, 5, 6 years old now, saw them born. She opens the door for them, just opens it, doesn't take them out, just opens it for them. Now, I don't believe she is doing that because of what's been happening in the world. Because of the young child last night in Connecticut. Or the young child in Illinois, Chicago. I don't believe... Oh, sorry, Chicago, Illinois, excuse me. I don't believe, oh, because of what's been happening, she now has to be a little bit more careful. No, she's not. She knows it's common sense. Who's ever in the car with you is coming out of the car with you. What, I have people in my car all the time, and I remember them, oh, well, they are in the car. They're there. I don't understand how this has become an issue that we have to take time out on this program to speak about. That we have to sit down and have a discussion to know that organizations will come out to suggest, not tell us what to do. Some of them will. We can't X that out. Organizations suggesting to me, just remember the child in the backseat of your car. An app reminding me there's someone around you. I don't believe it. It can't be true. But it is. I don't believe what I'm saying, but it's true. What has the world come to? School used to be the safest place. Now they become one of the most dangerous. The United States of America used to be a country where we used to create things. Now we create them somewhere else. Our government used to be there to make sure everything is under control with the laws that they propose, the laws that we propose and they pass. Now they create laws for their own pockets. And they give away money, not to their citizens, but to someone else's. What happened to this country? What happened? Why do we rely on the government to get things done? Because somewhere in the government doesn't want to get things done. I don't get that. What happened? So if you don't like something, you go and get something else. If you don't like a dish... If I don't like a dish of food, I don't like it. I don't not like this dish. I don't like it. What do? You don't get it again. You get something else that you would enjoy. If you don't like something in government, you get rid of it. If Congress is not doing their job, you get rid of it. You don't sit there and, well, I'll let someone else do everything because they're not doing anything. Now you're creating one view, one point of view, and a lot of power for one little person. And I don't agree with that. So do you want that one person to tell you what they think is best? To tell you how to parent? No. I tell you on this show once and again, we will never tell anyone how to raise their child because you wouldn't want to happen to you. The old saying, the best of business is to mind your business. Whatever you want to do with your child, have fun, blow yourself out. I could criticize how this has become an issue. I could criticize how something that was once common sense is now becoming something we are apparently not taking enough attention. We're not giving the attention it deserves, apparently. I'm on a roll today. Now, I want to speak about the mom. We're going back to that story. 855-712-9687 is a number if you want to weigh in on this topic. If you're a mom, if you're a dad, enlighten me. Do you think I'm talking crazy or we really do have to take more attention on this particular issue? Of not forgetting someone might be in your car, might be in your back seat. Apparently, we got to take more issue on it. So what about the mom in this story? The wife. Now, this is interesting. Because now we're looking at the mom. The police have said they don't have enough evidence to put this young lady behind bars. But what we have is interesting. the wife to the husband who left her son in the car. Apparently, and we have it right here, we see that she did not rush to her child or even ask to see him, only wanted to know about her husband. Now, you look at that and you think, okay, that's suspicious. It really isn't. I don't think anyone wants to think or see their child in a situation like this because you don't believe it. Is this true? My child's gone. My husband left him in the backseat. This is crazy. It's true. Now, at the police station, she asks whether he said too much. After finding that her son had never been dropped off at the daycare, she immediately told workers that her husband must have left her, that must have left her son in the vehicle. Cooper, his name is. Now, according to warrants, both parents admitted to researching hot car debts online. And that's when suspicious comes in. And for her to, he must have left him in the back seat. See, no one who is down to earth thinks like that. No one does. Now, police could have intentionally waited until after the hearing to arrest his wife, wanting her to be in the courtroom to hear about his alleged double life. Because he did have a double life. We have proof. He was sexting a 17-year-old girl. That's another thing that's a little creepy, but technology lets it slide. And he has testified. The detective testified he has been sexting multiple women. Now, of course, the wife defended he's a good father. Of course, he's defending him. She's defending him. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. It's that simple. Either way, he's going to jail. Either way, he's going behind bars for a very long time. And simple enough. No one does this. It's not normal. It's not normal. Why are we talking about this? We could be talking about something so much more important, but we're being distracted by an issue that shouldn't even be an issue in the first place. But we're talking about it because apparently someone out there doesn't believe that this was at one time not an issue. It was crazy thinking, but now it's reality. Once Hollywood, now reality.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
This is the sound of a flat screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later... he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
So it just appeared to me in my studio... and I first thought, okay, this has to be a joke. But it's coming from the New Yorker, so it can't be a joke. LeBron James wants to announce his decision of what team he's going to on Thursday. Guess where? At a special session of the United Nations General Assembly. LeBron James says, the decision affects everyone on the planet. I want to let all the nation on Earth to know at the same time. An emergency meeting at the UN Security Council on Tuesday was deadlocked on the issue, with 7 members wanting James to remain in Miami, 7 others hoping for a return to Cleveland, and Lithuania abstaining. The Miami President Pat Riley and the Cleveland Indians owner Dan Gilbert both confirmed that they will be in the audience at the United Nations to hear James announce his decision. The UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon acknowledged on Tuesday that the world body has many other issues on its plate, including conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine, but added, it's really hard to focus on anything until we know where LeBron is going. I mean, I don't get it. Are we really kidding ourselves? Right now, we have Israel on the brink of war. We have Syria that's been at civil war. We got Europe in a recession. We have Egypt in a recession. We have Iraq ready to implode and U.S. troops little by little going in there once again. We don't know the fate of Afghanistan. We got those in Mexico coming into the United States. And what are we doing? LeBron James, stop the world, because we have to know what team he's going to. I don't get it. This is not a world issue. Hey, if you want to have an interest in LeBron James, you can. You just don't let it interfere with your workplace or your work or your job itself. See, this is the reason why some leave their children in their car, because this is more important. Or they don't know how to have set obligations. They don't understand what comes first and what comes second. For the United Nations to sit down and do this stunt on Thursday, I think it's outrageous. I just think it's outrageous. But what do I know? Anything I say is probably irrelevant to many people. I don't know why. Well, if I was a big sport fan, I would think it's a joke. It's not a joke. I'm a Derek Jeter fan. If the General Assembly decided to have a ceremony for Derek Jeter because he's retiring, I would also say that's pretty outrageous. But Derek Jeter, he wouldn't do that, though, because he's a down-to-earth guy. And Derek Jeter doesn't believe that gaining media attention is going to make him a better player or make him a better person. Derek Jeter is smarter than that. David Wright on the New York Mets, who is one of my favorite New York Mets players, he's also down-to-earth. But LeBron James, he's full of himself. He's a stubborn fool. He shouldn't be on any team after pulling this stunt, but of course he's going to be. And he'll get loads of money. Money that he could give to someone else. You know, it's so funny, on the radio yesterday. And, well, no, it was... Was it? Yes, it was last night. I was coming home from work, and the radio host I was listening to, he was speaking with the guest, and he said, why are we so focused on trying to weaken the rich when we should be focusing on the poor? And when I heard that, I almost had a... I almost froze in my seat, because no one's ever said it. Why do we focus so much on the rich, hurting the rich, when we should be trying to help the poor? And that is such a great point. Why are we focused on LeBron James? We should be focusing on someone who actually needs help, who maybe looks up to LeBron James, looks up to what he's done in his career, creating a name out of himself, and being able to have the opportunity to walk into the United Nations and being able to choose a team. I think that's pretty extraordinary, don't you think? I think it's pretty extraordinary. Why would you want to be like him? I don't. First you pull a stunt on ESPN, and now you're pulling a stunt at the United Nations. What else are you going to do? Pull out a phone? By the way, I'm advertising this brand new Samsung Galaxy phone. Hope you get it. I mean, are we serious here? Yeah, we're serious. But some of you don't care. I don't blame you. Because you don't believe it. I don't believe it either. There are more important things to be talking about. But even the United Nations doesn't want to talk about important things. Even they don't want to talk about important issues. They want to speak about LeBron James. And the best part, they're inviting him. Come on down. Might as well bring the president also. He's a fan of basketball. Bring him down. Here you go. We have a front row seat for you. This is the first time C-SPAN is going to get a high rating. C-SPAN and ESPN are going to come together. They're going to come as one. Even though they're probably controlled by the same person anyway, for all I know. Oh, boy. Couldn't believe it. First, I thought this was one of a hoax. Nope. It is not a hoax. This is true. And it's being reported by the New Yorker. That's the best part. And there's no comments on it. No, I wish there were. I want to see how other people would think of this. I would love to see how others would think, because I think this is crazy. But what do I know? I think that is common sense. As a parent, you should know the child that's in the back of your car. People make mistakes. Not this mistake. A mother from the 40s and 50s, they would look at you with three heads. Simple enough. For a baseball, basketball, football player to come into a important, a very important meeting and say, guys, I understand they're talking about world issues that might affect my job because, you know, we have countries out there who doesn't like the opportunities I'm getting, but we're going to stop everything because I want to show you about what team I'm going to. Even though I might get injured tomorrow and my whole season might be over anyway. And this whole thing might just be another publicity stunt that we're allowing. But it's all about money. I'm not complaining. I'm not over-exaggerating either. And I'm not ranting. I'm telling you my opinion on a news story that is developing. I'm breaking it down. I'm examining it. And I'm telling you my opinion. And I want you to call in 855-712-9687. I'm not whining because I'm not trying to gain attention. I want you to come and listen to this show because you like what you're hearing. I'm not ranting because ranting is me giving you a lot of information without actually controlling it. So I'm not ranting. I'm commenting. And I think many of you are shaking your head going, yeah, you're right. By the end of the day, LeBron James shouldn't be going to the United Nations. He could easily tweet it out. That sounds fine. Why can't he just tweet it out? That sounds good. Hey, everyone, I want to tell you I'm going to this team. Great to be here. That sounds fine. Tweeting is a perfect place. It's a great environment. People can retweet. It can trend all day long. That sounds great. Let's tweet it out. Send a statement out to ESPN. Let them report on it. That sounds fine. Why not do that, LeBron James? No, I'm going to go to the United Nations. Oh, might as well just go to the White House. Like I said, they love basketball there. President Obama's a very big fan of basketball. Come on in, go. You can go to the right wing and give a national address at around 8:59 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the perfect place to do it. I'm in. Who's in with me? Who's in? I think it's crazy. I think it is crazy. Oh, boy. So when I come back, we are going to be speaking with Nico Ngori at the Needs News application. Don't be left behind, guys. Okay, don't be left behind.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Why should you listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show? The guests. We bring on the experts.
And has dedicated her professional efforts to advancing public service loan forgiveness, which allows recent graduates to dedicate their careers to the greater good. Her name is Heather Jarvis.
You know, people have a lot of different options, and the first thing to look at is what kind of student loans you have.
His area of expertise is international terrorism, counterterrorism, the Middle East, military affairs, and Ireland, Northern Ireland. His name is Dr. Joseph Skelly.
I do not see the re-implementation of the draft on the horizon in the near term or in the long term.
We have reporters.
She's staff editor for TV Guide, TVGuide.com. She is Robin Ross.
I absolutely was a child of the 90s, and I still sort of am. I still love all those shows that I grew up with.
He's a managing editor of Reason 24/7 at www.reason.com. His name is J.D. DeChile on my phone line again.
Big newspapers, you don't have to go through big media companies. You can get your word out there, and that really is the best thing about it. It's not all great, but it's fresh voices, and I think we should all be happy that we at least we have the opportunity to put our word out and listen to what other people have to say.
Organizers that try to create a difference in our society.
Right now, she found the organization Stand Up, Stay Strong, Amanda Ray Davidson.
And the gumption to stand up to these bullies and to stop all these suicides from happening.
Founder of the Hurricane Sandy Relief Program called SIFT is Christian Spears.
Tank top, almost like a white t-shirt, and just wrote with a permanent marker SIFT on it to symbolize that this is the volunteer group we were part of and that we can be a trusted group and that we're a bunch of local Staten Islanders from the community just looking to give a hand.
Listen to the guest every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on www.yoandrewnts.com.
We are now accessing the Yo Andrew Vault, former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer.
Of just a third-party candidate, now they're becoming someone that a lot of people are discussing and talking about and putting it in their decision of who should be the president of the United States.
The first person after this election, either late tonight or tomorrow, when we know who...
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.